Hello, my name is Nick, and you're listening to the Music Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was born on December 13th, 1989, which that means she is 31 years old, in West Reading, Pennsylvania. That's West Reading, Pennsylvania. Taylor Swift first came out with her first album called Taylor Swift, with songs like Picture to Burn and Tim McGraw. Did you know Taylor Swift's grandmother was a professional opera singer that inspired Taylor Swift to sing? At the age of 14, Taylor Swift and her family moved to Nashville so she can start her music career. That's moved to Nashville at the age of 14. Taylor Swift came out her second album called Fearless in 2008. Songs like You Belong With Me, Love Story, White House. And Taylor Swift is trying to get back, or has not been able to get back, her master recordings and the rights to these songs, like the Love Story, like Fearless, and some of her early albums. So the record company is allowing her to go back into the studio and re-record all these songs. So we're gonna get the song Love Story, new version of it. Re-recorded, and there's a Match.com commercial with the Ryan Reynolds where you can hear that in it. In 2010, Taylor Swift came out with her third album called Sparks Now, with songs like Back to December and The Story of Us, and Never Growing Up. I'm going to give you another fun fact. Taylor Swift owns an 8-bedroom summer house in Rhode Island, in Coastal Watch Hills, Rhode Island. 8-bedroom house. I can't imagine living in an 8-bedroom house. That's a lot of bedrooms. On October 22nd, 2012, Taylor Swift released her album Red. So, we're probably going to get another re-recording of I Knew Your Trouble. And We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together was on that album. And Last Time. And she recently did a Rolling Stones magazine with Sir Paul McCartney. Yes, it's Sir Paul McCartney. And if you've heard that name before, that is Sir Paul McCartney from the Beatles. I have not had time to sit down and read that yet because Rolling Stones website makes you pay for articles now, which is a little ridiculous. But yeah, and I heard from Paul McCartney that she decided to change her album release date for a different day, her new album for a different day than Paul McCartney's, for it didn't come out on the same day as Paul McCartney's, which is pretty cool. And Taylor Swift came out with her fifth album on October 27th, 2014, 1989. That's 1989. With Welcome to New York, Blank Spaces, Shake It Off, which was a really big hit, Bad Blood, which was another big hit, How You Get the Girl, and more songs. And if you go on the internet and type in Taylor Swift Funko Pops, there's people who have actually custom made Funko Pops of Taylor Swift. They're not official, but they're pretty cool because that some fans have made Funko Pops of these artists, and it looks like you're buying the original stuff. On November 10th, 2017, that's November 10th, 2017, Taylor Swift came out with her sixth studio album, Reputation, which has Endgame. That's Endgame. Dress. New York Day, which are Endgame actually has Ed Sheeran in it, which is a pretty good song. And there's live concerts out there on TV that were on TV, that was on Disney Plus and some other sites. I don't think they're on Disney Plus anymore, but now there is a new one based on her second newest album that came out her first new album that came out in 2020. In 2020, Folklore came out, which is her seventh studio album. And that's the one I was talking about like a minute ago, that there's a documentary about how she made it on Disney. It is on Disney Plus. That's Disney Plus, called Folklore Sessions. And if you guys are all feeling bored in COVID-19 world, just realize Taylor Swift has made a second album for this year. This year, she has came out with another one called Evermore, which has some good songs on it. I recommend you guys going out, buying some Taylor Swift albums. You can actually go out and buy Taylor Swift on vinyl, which a lot of new artists are making albums and releasing them on vinyl. And I've been seeing a lot of people on the TikTok that have Taylor Swift vinyls, because I've look at people's different music and vinyl collections, but a lot of people have Taylor Swift vinyls out there. Thank you guys for listening to the music podcast. My name is Nick. Thank you guys for listening. Today, wherever you guys are listening, we talked about Taylor Swift, and I gave you some interesting facts about Taylor Swift, and we went through her music catalog, and I recommend you guys listening to Taylor Swift and go out and buy her music or buy her vinyls and do your research, because I did mine and I gave you some history about it. So go do more research about it. Good night, good day, wherever you're in the world. I'm out. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, on Radio Nick Facebook. That's Radio Nick Facebook. Or on Instagram, that's musicpodcastnick_. That's musicpodcastnick_. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at musicpodcast3. That is musicpodcast3. On Twitter. That's Music Podcast 3 on Twitter. Thank you guys. Good night. Have a great day. Wherever you're in the world. Peace. Hello guys. Just want to put in here that if you guys want to know what podcasts are coming first, and what we're talking about that week, I will be posting a couple days early the picture of of what we're talking about that week on Instagram. That's Instagram at musicpodcastnick_. Thank you and good night.